The next patient is Jose Cuencas de las Nemis, C-U-E-N-C-A-S-S. Jose. C-U-E-N-C-A-S. Jose. This is a clinical case of a 57-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of diabetes mellitus that is at least 8 years old, period. The patient has been with a very good control. He has evidence of proteinuria that is most likely associated to the diabetes mellitus. He has a arterial hypertension that has been under control, hemoglobin A1C that is 7%. He has a previous history of a stroke, and he had some symptoms highly suggestive of a stroke during the last weekend period. The patient went to emergency room. MRI was done. A stroke alert was in place, was evaluated by Dr. Rankison. Rankison, R-A-M-K-I-S-S-O-O-N. The patient was given 4 aspirins, and he recovered, and he was released home. Period. The patient has not been evaluated by cardiology. We know that the echo is with an ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. Period. Number 2, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number 3, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading at the office visit was 158 over 77. The body weight is 153, BMI is 23. The patient is in very stable condition. The blood pressure reading at home is 130 over 70 most of the time. Follow a number vitamin D deficiency, follow a number hyperlipidemia that is under control, follow a number. The patient has peripheral neuropathy. On a steady gait, walks with the help of a cane. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The recommendation is a cardio evaluation for the primary doctor to order. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.